Curtis, you have a joke to bring in this episode?
Wait, I didn't think that through.
No, wait.
Good joke.
That's a very boring way to start.
Welcome to That's the Question, everybody. I am here. Joined by my home diggity dog, Curtis.
You wouldn't dare.
My home slice angel from heaven, Andrew.
The angel from down under, they call him.
Wow, from Australia.
Should we have walk-up songs from now on?
Yes.
We have our editor Owen, like, add a walk-up song.
Don't worry, wait. Okay, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to walk out. You guys are going to start talking me up. I'm going to do a jog-up. All right, here
okay,
we go.
Right. No one can see this, but
no
okay.
One, all right, no one will be able to, but they'll be able to listen to it.
I have a really great announcer voice. Can I, yeah, can I
please,
demonstrate?
Yes, please,
okay, Zach. So I'll feel free to rotate off. I don't want the people to hear me. Feel free to rotate off, talk me up.
All right, here we go. Standing 6'4", out of Draper, Utah, attending BYU, none other than the Lurger Curtis Bowl.
Here we go, everybody. Welcome to That's the Question again. That was it. That was the. There we go.
That's the best we had. That's the best.
All right. Way. Anyway, I think we've peaked. So this has been That's the Question. We haven't
this
answered any
that's
questions.
This will be That's the Question.
Well, I feel like we've peaked. I feel like we can just wrap it up.
All right. That has been That's the Question.
Anyway, we'll see you next episode.
Go back and listen to the first season. Some pretty good stuff's in there. And that's about it for us.
We're done. We have no reviews. Give us a review.
We have a few reviews. Should we read out all the reviews?
I think we've done that.
I think we've read all the reviews.
I mean, there's more now, obviously, but...
There is?
Yeah.
I'll bet $10 that there's not.
Okay.
For some reason, I was holding my breath when I was doing that. So the audience gets a good picture, I walked down into the hallway and just did a bunch of high knees and jumping around. And as Zach talked me up, thank you. Very beautiful, by the way.
It was amazing.
But for some reason, I wasn't breathing. I have no idea why.
I can tell you're really trying to catch your breath here.
I'm gassed. Let me tell you.
Well, should we just get into it then?
You know what has me gassed these days is women. Am I right, guys?
Do you want? I would like Andrew to share his latest women's story.
Oh,
woman.
I can't. I have had such bad luck recently.
Share your latest two. You know what ones I'm talking about.
I'm probably, there's a lot of bad ones.
Just do it.
Let's just say I was going for a girl and I got beat by a freshman. I'm a senior and I was beat by a freshman.
The girl's a senior too.
The girl is a senior.
Oh.
Why did she go for a freshman? Like, let alone, maybe she didn't want to date Andrew, but what the crap,
yeah,
girl?
Okay, we get it. You don't want to date Andrew, but why the frick would you date a
freshman? Why are you lowering your standards? What's he going to do?
Let's talk about something.
His parents are going to have to drive you.
This will tie back in. You have to come with me on a little journey here.
I'm in.
But I created a weapon that has been used against Andrew.
No, we're not going to talk about this.
But I feel like it could be used
but
against
But I think
person.
We are.
If Andrew doesn't want to talk about it, we don't have to talk about it.
Andrew.
Whatever. And that's a yes!
I'll take that as a yes.
It's a very sensitive topic for Andrew because we were watching Star Wars Clone Wars.
I love that show.
And I saw a battle droid. Right, and I noticed the body type and configuration of a battle droid is very skinny, and a large chest, but the rest of the bodies are super skinny.
Kind of like me.
I started naming. I named a certain individual who I will not say. It was not Andrew. Never directed to be pointing at Andrew. And I said, this person is simply built like a battle droid. They have the body type of a battle droid from Star Wars, and.
I feel like this story would be funnier for everyone involved if we all knew the person.
No,
not funny. And the weapon has been used. I created this weapon, and every single person has used it against Andrew.
For some reason,
and he's not even that big of a battle droid. And I feel like, of all things, I don't know why this person would go for even a massive battle. Freshmen are built like battle droids, no matter what.
So. We called. What was it? The cross country team Geonosis.
Where all the battle droids are made. The cross country team is Geonosis.
Okay, so I used to run cross country, and that's freaking hilarious. I stand by that. I'm a full figured boy at this point, though.
You've got nothing to be embarrassed about.
I filled out in a bad way.
You have nothing to be embarrassed about as far as body types going. And I definitely think that cross country and track just build battle droids, dude. That's what they do.
That's not bad.
It's not bad.
Almost won the war.
It's not bad to be a battle droid. It just means you're a battle droid. It doesn't mean it's a bad thing. No, you just are a battle droid.
It's a classification, is what it is.
It's not like a negative thing. It doesn't have to be a negative thing.
It's true.
That was great.
That was not great.
No, let's
attack
great.
Someone else now.
We could attack ourselves.
Oh. Okay.
So this week, friend of the show and also a different host, just to catch everyone up to speed, Lance, sent some of us a meme that said, every podcast has the same hosts. And it was the dad from Inside Out, you know, Riley's dad, the dad from Inside Out, I reiterate. Also, the weird middle-aged chicken farm toys guy.
Al from
Toy Story 2. That guy. And it was also Linguini from Ratatouille. And I just think it would be fun for us to classify each other.
Okay, Curtis, I got it.
Can I?
I'm done. I'm ready.
You're
Al.
No, I thought Curtis was going to be Al.
You're Al.
Why can't Curtis be Al? Because Luger has to be Riley's dad.
Wait, why?
You're the oldest one. You're just not.
No. Let's all go around and say how we do it.
That's right.
I'm the guy from Ratatouille. Andrew's the dad. Riley's dad. And Curtis is Al's toy barn.
But why?
Because I was mostly. I don't know.
I just feel that way.
I feel like Andrew's a dad of the podcast. Okay, maybe Curtis is the dad.
I feel like that. Lurger.
Here's what I think.
Yeah, but the problem is, if Curtis is the dad, that means I have to be Al's toy barn. Andrew is not.
I think you're Al. Okay, here's what we'll do: is we will all go around, and then Zach, because he has no bias, will decide definitively.
Zach. So, by the way, Zach, I don't think we introduced him.
He did my introduction.
Oh, that's right.
Zach, say a thing.
A thing.
No, see.
Classic.
Say who's Al's toy barn? Who's Riley's dad from Inside Out?
Well, but I want to make my case for this first.
Okay.
First of all, this is a compliment, by the way. What I'm about to say is in no way, shape, or form an insult. I want that to be very clear.
Please don't.
Andrew looks a decent bit like Linguini.
Whenever you start something with in no way, shape, or form,
is this an insult? It really wasn't, I promise.
It is an insult.
No, Andrew, don't take that as an insult. But really.
That should be an insult.
Oh, wait, I put up the actual meme. They have like the worst picture of him.
Okay, how is he supposed to not take that as an insult?
He's not an unhandsome man.
He is very unhandsome.
You look like the skinny red-haired dude from Ratatouille.
No, I promise you, he's not like, it's not a bad thing. Look, he's confident.
Hey, he did get the girl in the end.
Yeah, dude, he got that freaking French babe.
Well,
sorry, everybody.
This cannot be Andrew. I'm sorry. This goes against anything Andrew stands for.
Fair enough.
Okay.
But I also feel like...
Can I make a case now? Can I make a case?
Yes.
Curtis looks a decent bit like Al's toy barn.
That's way more of an insult, and you know it.
What's that one?
It's like commercial.
I think I kind of look like Riley's dad. I don't know. That's just how I think.
Yeah, but we're not going based off of looks solely.
I feel like we have to go based off.
I don't think so.
Well, Riley's dad doesn't have a personality.
Okay, in order to really laugh at this, we have to publish our faces next to that on our Instagram. That's the question pod on Instagram. We will be posting pictures of us and the people, and you can get the fair, so you can laugh just as hard.
Andrew looks like a Grinny. I stand by that.
Alright, I've made my decision.
Okay, you make your decision.
Fine. It doesn't have to just be looks, though.
Okay.
It's not off looks. This is a curveball.
Oh.
Lurg, you are Al's toy barn.
Dang it. Okay.
Solely.
He's the worst
Let's
one.
Let's go.
I did not like Solely him. Because kind of a nerd. Okay, in a good way. Nerds rule
that.
The world.
I'm fair with that. You know, nerd culture is just expanding. I mean, come on.
All right. I'll be honest. A lot of people, Curtis has like hobbies. They seem nerdy on the outside, but I would go to that guy for any advice on anything.
You know, that's right.
I would take advice from any day.
I'm writing a college, like a 10-page paper right now on the effect of COVID on the movie industry. So I think I'm doing just fine.
Can I readjust that statement?
Yes.
I would go for advice for Lurger. Anything but girl advice.
Ah,
I'm sorry.
Fair enough. Yeah, okay. Fair enough. Just about every single person in my family has ended up marrying someone they dated in high school. Seriously. And well, that's true. Not
you
me.
Mean the one person?
Well, his yeah. mom and dad. And Haley.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And Hayden, Haley, and yeah. And your mom and dad, right. And also our grandparents.
Yep.
Yeah.
Wow. But
I broke the chain, baby. I took that chain and I snapped it. Right
you,
in half.
You
right.
can't say that yet, though. You okay. are not married.
That's very true. You're not married. Yeah, I mean, that's true.
We could marry you.
Okay, fair enough. So I am Alice Storybar. Yes. I'll take that.
I feel bad that you had to take that out because I really didn't want it. Now that you've accepted it, I feel bad.
No, hey, that's all right.
All right, Caden, you are the dad.
Oh, no.
I know. Andrew's linguine.
I knew you were the dad. Andrew linguine written all over your face.
Okay, I honestly, we need to do side by sides on our Instagram. It would be so funny to do.
I agree.
Okay, we gotta take it.
But okay, what's your reasoning behind because, the dad and
because we're all playing in the same range as far as looks go, honestly.
I don't know. I can just like whenever I see Caden, like he says something and I can just see like the different emotions like going on. Like anger, I'm like, anger's kinda back there.
Have you ever seen Caden angry though?
No. That's why. No,
Caden I don't think honestly, is the opposite of an angry person.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think I've ever erupted of anger. No. In my entire maybe when I was a kid, but like I don't think I've ever like something made me mad and I erupt.
I could go as far as to say I've never seen you like mad, like pissed.
Like pissed, yeah.
And it's different, like once you're when you get older, like as
oh,
a
it gets
kid,
so much things, easier as a kid, but yeah, I don't know. I kinda have the attitude of whatever happens, I'm gonna deal with it.
Yeah, right? Yeah, that's just how it is.
That's just how it's gotta be.
It's inspirational.
Truly.
A modern day hero.
And I don't know. I think Andrew like Linguini isn't even that bad of a decision.
No.
Why is Andrew Linguini, though? Is it because of his looks?
If it's because of his looks, say 90% looks, 10% something else.
I will blink twice if it's because of his looks.
I will vocalize the blinks because this is a vocal, an audio.
Oh, platform. Right. I forgot.
Blink? Blink?
Blink, blink.
Three blinks. So, what does that mean?
What could we possibly interpret
that's
from this?
Times 10...
He is.
I don't know.
What is the rat's name?
Remy.
He is Remy.
Why
is
he?
Here's why.
You remember that
rat?
He's the rat. Because I know everything.
His name is Remy.
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm positive. It's Remy the rat.
Anyway.
And Linguini.
Back to my decision.
Linguini.
You are. You are Remy because you pull the strings, baby. No one knows
I
that.
I pull the strings.
But
I do know that.
You make it happen.
I like to say he's Linguini.
Not off looks, either.
Let me say
you don't look like a rat.
Let me say something about Linguini.
I ain't no rat.
I think Andrew's a perfect Linguini. Because you know what? Because listen, that is a dude who has been faced with a lot. He's not a good chef.
Okay.
He's not a good-looking dude.
True. No. Wait, what?
I'm not going there.
Oh, you're talking about Linguini.
No, stop.
You're talking about me or Linguini?
I'm talking about Linguini. Okay, Linguini's not a good cook. He's not the greatest-looking dude ever. But let me tell you, that dude finds a way. That's what I like about Andrew. Okay. No matter what is presented, he's going to find a way.
That's
make
very
him
fair.
Mad, make it upset. Stuff will happen, but he's going to find a way through it. Even if it means putting a rat in a set. And that is something that I've learned from Andrew. Something I can take a page out of the book. So.
You know who I, thinking about, on the topic of Ratatouille and looks, you know the freaking massive rat in that movie? Have you seen that movie recently?
Yeah, the exact rat.
There's just this... absolutely stacked rat.
Is that's it his like, friend?
Yeah.
The fat guy?
Yeah. No, not the fat one. The freaking pumped one, dude.
Okay, are we allowed to say that?
Oh, I remember.
Yeah.
Please bleep it out. Don't say the fat one. Say he's fat without saying he's fat or else we'll get canceled.
Big boned.
He's big boned.
He's lurker-like.
He's the Hagrid of Harry Potter. Fair enough. No, the Hagrid of Rat World.
Hagrid's not fat. I mean, Hagrid's not overweight. But I mean, he's something
big boned.
Hagrid's not big boned.
I want to say that Andrew was more upset about being the human than being the rat. He was perfectly fine with
Remy.
The
rat's kind of sick.
What's wrong with Linguini, though?
Nothing's wrong with him. I think that's a good dude.
You ever think about, like, what if his hair gets pulled in a different situation? Like, what if he has a kid and their kid's, like, playing around and his child just, like, pulls on his hair and he just starts whipping out freaking recipes like a madman?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Or what does he do if he shaves his hair for charity?
Oh, no.
Cancer awareness.
Gasp.
What do we do? What do we when he gets older and his hair gets cut?
Oh no!
What do we do if a rat dies? Rats have a lifespan of approximately like 9 years.
Oh wait, but at the end, the rat's—he's not doing it forever.
True.
Remember, he becomes his own chef.
Yeah. No, he becomes the rat becomes his own chef. Is that what you're saying?
I thought Linguini eventually became good.
No, Linguini become. No, he doesn't. He sucks. Linguini becomes. No offense, Linguini. He becomes like a waitress, a server at Remy's new.
Oh, okay.
Restaurant.
So he literally got downgraded.
Yeah. Wow. He was the greatest chef of all time.
And now he's not.
And now he's not.
Well, yeah, I guess he was more of a mouthpiece for Remy.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know. I would say underrated movies. Let's go. Megamind. Boom.
Holly. Freaking Luya.
Ratatouille.
Definitely. I agree with that. Ratatouille is such a... I watched it recently and I realized... That is just a really relaxing movie.
Yeah, that's
it
true. Is.
The French music and everything, that's just nuts.
Another underrated movie, B-movie. I'd go so far as to say it's
that's
underrated.
That's such a weird movie, though.
Okay, but it's funny.
Serving out our lives as slaves to the white man!
I would say it's not funny.
Of all quotes.
Of all quotes, that one.
That's the. I mean, come on, that's the best quote.
I would say...
You like jazz?
You like jazz?
No, but that's not as funny as... and then the other... That's just funny
stuff. That's good stuff. I don't know. I just think... I think it's not funny because of what actually happens in the movie. It's just funny because of the outside forces. Everyone thinks it's a funny meme.
That's very fair.
That's true.
So, those are my top three favorite underrated movies.
You
Disney
know
movies.
What are underrated? None of those are Disney movies. Are Ratatouille.
Ratatouille and Pixar, okay. Right? We are in three... I just realized we're in three different areas.
Megamind is... DreamWorks. No, Megamind is DreamWorks. B-Movie is also DreamWorks.
I thought B-Movie was Warner Bros.
No, nah, it's DreamWorks.
It's DreamWorks, man. Dang. Warner Bros. You can always tell it's a Warner's brother. Warner Bros. Meaning Bros. If there is some reference to any DC superhero or Looney Tune. They will not go a movie without referencing
really?
Them. I swear, every single movie I see, someone's got to be like, what am I, freaking Batman? Or like in the background on the TV, you just see the Looney Tunes playing every time.
Every time. Because
they're just so proud of owning those properties.
Of owning DC and Looney Tunes. I don't know. Looney Tunes overrated as frick, in my opinion. I don't know.
I think it can be funny. But that's the thing about the Looney Tunes is every single like Looney Tunes story is so different.
True. I think the best, most underrated TV show is either Gravity Falls or Phineas and Ferb. No one will change their mind.
Gravity Falls is good. Gravity Falls is fantastic.
We're talking, let's talk straight just Disney Plus. Underrated shows on Disney Plus.
Clone Wars. That's not underrated.
That's not underrated. No, everyone loves Clone Wars. Everyone who's a Star Wars fanatic.
If you haven't, I'm sorry, dude. If you like Gravity Falls, whatever, you go and watch DuckTales, man. The new DuckTales is freaking hilarious. It's got Ben Schwartz in there. You know, John Raffio, Saperstein from Parks and Rec. It's a funny show.
Dang.
I stand by that.
I would go for it. Honestly though, like, watching Gravity Falls in the summertime hits different.
That does hit different.
It hit different.
It's different.
What if I told you Lin-Manuel Miranda was in DuckTales?
Lin-Manuel Miranda.
I would tell you that I don't know who that is.
He's the Hamilton guy.
Really?
Tell you
yeah.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah. He wrote Hamilton.
He wrote Hamilton and he's in DuckTales?
Yeah. He also wrote a bunch of songs for Moana.
This is again like the guy like Linguini getting demoted to a server. That guy screwed up.
It's true. That's Hamilton. What I thought. That's what's funny is like every single person who acts in DuckTales didn't have to. They're all
they
big
just
names.
Did. They, just
they
did
all
it.
Were just like, you know what, I'll do this.
And I said, you know what?
Found out about. I was watching an interviews on it recently because I finished the show and I was kind of depressed. Most of the people were like, they're all big names. So the guy who's Scrooge was like, you know what? I'll make something my kids can watch. And Ben Schwartz was like, I freaking love DuckTales as a kid, I'll do this stuff like that.
So they're just kind of like,
they're just like, I'll do this.
I'm not making a lot of money. It's not the greatest thing, but you know what?
Yeah.
You know what?
Lin-Manuel Miranda did it because. He plays a Latino character.
Really?
Yeah. So he wanted to represent that in like a kid show. Kind of cool.
Yeah, that's kind of sick.
It's pretty sick.
I agree. That's pretty sick.
Anyway,
yeah. Honestly,
that's
dude,
an underrated
like,
show.
Latino people are sick. I enjoy it.
Preach.
For
lots.
That's
we're borderline crossing the line.
Yeah, we're
is that racist? Lots.
But no, I do like Lin-Manuel Miranda a lot. He writes like really good music. He's a funny. I like him.
Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Yeah,
I would consider it. Actually, that name flows.
That does flow. That flows like his music.
Yeah, that really does. Wow, he was born for it.
Anyway, what else is underrated on Disney?
On Disney Plus?
Can I talk about something that's underrated?
No. You wouldn't dare.
Exactly.
All right.
I'm just going to go. I'm sorry.
Every time.
So we are bullying you today.
You are.
We got to go around the table and say something we like about Andrew.
Oh, okay.
Andrew, I'll say something I really like about Andrew. He looks a lot like Linguini. And I said it before. That's a compliment.
That's not a compliment.
No, it is a compliment. No, it's not like it actually transfers perfectly. It's like a characterized version of you. I mean, this is a compliment.
How many girls watch that show and they're like, wow, Linguini is hot.
The freaking French chick that he gets with.
You mean the goth chick?
No, she's not goth.
She wore white the whole time.
She wore black. She's a chef, dude.
Andrew. Linguini slays, dog. Do you want me to just go back? I'll stop calling you Linguini.
That's good.
We're done with it.
Yeah, that's your compliment.
No, I will go back to calling Andrew what did I call Andrew? The angel from down under.
What does that even mean?
I don't know.
You're an angel from Australia. I don't understand it. Oh my gosh, that was so funny.
Back to Disney Plus.
That killed me. Okay, I hope you feel appreciated again, Andrew. You said we're going to stop roasting you. We went right back to roasting you. And now we're back to Disney Plus. Let's go. Curtis, give me an underrated show on Disney Plus.
What else is underrated?
What do you mean? There's not a lot of shows on Disney Plus.
There's a lot of shows, but you're right. They're mostly, I don't know. I feel like they don't show their shows mostly. The only shows they really talk about are the ones that they've made since starting.
I'll tell you something underrated. The National Geographic section.
Oh, I feel like overrated.
Overwritten?
In a way that everyone hates it and it's very justified.
Really? I think you should hash this out.
Okay.
I think, number one, it's educational. It's sick. You can put it on at night, fall asleep to it. 100%. Also, there's a lot of cool stuff like Gordon Ramsay's cooking show.
Is that on National Geographic.
That is sick. I enjoy it. Watch every single moment. First thing I watched on Disney Plus was that, actually, because Gordon Ramsay's a funny character, I think.
Gordon Ramsay's hilarious.
And, that's about it. That's the only case I can.
Let me lay down some law real quick. I'm not a fan of National Geographic where they like go to Africa and they like look at all the animals.
The majestic sloth.
Yeah, I'm not about that. But like they have some cool stuff coming out where it's like exploring the old temples of South America.
That is sick.
And they go and we just found a new what's it called? What are those triangle things in Egypt?
Pyramids.
Pyramid.
What are those triangle things in Egypt?
Ladies and gentlemen, the angel from down under. I mean, that is a compliment.
Those are good. Like, you turn that on, your mind is blown.
That's
like,
true.
Absolutely
That's
blown. That's true. Exploring the ocean. Okay, the best one is Free Solo. Can't change my mind.
I find that that's really good. I haven't watched it because...
Curtis, your family's the reason I watched it.
All right.
I mean, I wouldn't say it's that stressful. Until the last, 10 minutes when he actually does a climb. But you watch those first, hour.
I did not realize.
It is just so...
Let me tell you how the movie opens up. This won't spoil much, but it's just him and his girlfriend in the trailer. And he's like, so, what do you like about your girlfriend? He's like, she's small, doesn't take up a lot of space.
and then they ask something, and he's like, yeah, if it was either between my girlfriend and climbing, I'd easily take climbing over my girlfriend.
He said that completely.
He literally said he wouldn't marry her.
Let me say this, though. Relationships like that, that are really teasy and stuff, that's where it's at. It doesn't get better.
But I don't think
he was
teasing.
I don't know if he was teasing. But luckily, he doesn't have to choose. And I think, honestly, I think there's a lot of things in people's life that are just not afraid to admit that they would, if it was between them and their spouse, and something and their spouse, I think they'd choose... To something
like me and Lin-Manuel Miranda. If my wife's like, you got to stop talking about Lin-Manuel Miranda, get out.
Yeah, honestly. And the other thing is, if Andrew's wife was like, bro, you got to stop looking like Linguini, I think he wouldn't be able to
get out.
get out.
You know what, Andrew? I have an actual compliment for you.
Sure,
sure.
The last couple of compliments have been very.
If this isn't a compliment, you can't phrase it and say it's a compliment. You have to let him phrase.
I have a phrase about you.
Okay. Oh, he has a comment, we will say.
Comment.
Since you are built like a battle droid.
Oh, gosh. We talked about how
We're saving it.
Right.
You can reach the top shelf at the grocery store and reach my favorite cereals.
What is your favorite cereals?
Honestly, I don't even like cereals, so it's not that helpful.
Okay, thanks,
so
Andrew, for nothing. Thanks, Andrew. Yeah, sure, you can get cereal, but do I care? No! I'm sorry.
Andrew, I do feel bad at this point, honestly. No, I'm sorry.
You don't get to.
Save it, Caden. Save Andrew. Give him a compliment, please.
Give Andrew a compliment? I'll give Andrew a compliment. That is a dude who... is willing to be nice to anyone no matter what.
Hey.
I'll be honest. And this is a real thing. And this is a real thing because no matter what, I'm a dude, transferred high schools.
You're a dude.
Kind of a, I'm a dude. Not going there.
I don't know why I said that. Sorry.
And I just transferred from Riverton. That dude has been by my side every single day of the entire year. Never left. Willing. Give it up.
Hey, right back at you. My boy transferred from Riverton. To come hang out with my boy, drive down here to Draper every day.
Every day.
Whoa.
And back.
Every day.
That's pretty impressive.
I will say they are cousins, so they are bonded by the cousin love, so they kind of have to.
No, they're homies.
They're homies.
But they're also homies.
There's a different. There's a complete difference between normal cousins
and homies.
And our families.
Cousin yeah. homies. That's our, true. All, most of our cousin gang is pretty close.
Oh, yeah. The majority. Except for my brother's got a girlfriend. Yeesh. That dude.
And that disqualifies him.
And that disqualifies him from all further notice.
For the sake of, for the integrity of the podcast, I will use a different name. But if Sacagawea is listening to this,
Sacagawea.
Hey, we love you, Sacagawea.
Hey, Sacagawea. Sacagawea. We'd love to have you on the podcast. And he mentioned it before, Sacagawea. I'm not really that mad you have a girlfriend. That's your prerogative. You go for it.
Let's talk about people who we want to be on our podcast. I'll start.
Lin-Manuel Miranda. Sorry, I didn't jump in there.
If that dude wants to be on our podcast, I would be willing to give up the entire audience if that's the question to him. I would say you can take the podcast.
Hey, you can take it.
I'd say you can take
it. That would be hilarious if we just marketed it as Lin-Manuel Miranda's podcast.
We'll start a new podcast called
The Lin-Manuel Miranda Show.
Called This is the Answer. So we'll give him That's the Question. And we'll start our next podcast we launch will be called This is the Answer.
That's impressive.
We ask a bunch of questions during our podcast, and then This is the Answer, we answer them.
Whoa, you have to listen to two? That's yeah. double the money.
Double Let's the go. Money.
Hola, hola, hola.
Hey-o. That's yeah, actually a good idea.
That's a great idea. No one would do it. Who were you going to say you wanted to join us?
Seth Rogen, Joe Rogan's brother, wants to be on this podcast. It's true.
You know, is that true?
Hmm.
Wait, I feel like I know who Seth Rogen is.
I don't even know if he's Joe Rogan's brother. I just know there's a Seth Rogen out there.
Not Joe Rogan.
I say
brother.
We get any Canadian. Any Canadian.
Any Canadian?
I just want that accent here, you know?
Can we get any Canadian?
And he's just super nice. He compliments me all the time because I really need that right now.
Yeah, okay, true. Canadians, well, you really need that right now. Just kidding. Also, I would say anyone who speaks Spanish, I would love to have them on the podcast.
Oh, they can translate?
Yes. So we can just keep going.
Who's Seth Rogen? Sorry, I was just Googling Seth Rogen. He's not, he's just...
Is like he not a, Joe Rogan's he's
a,
brother?
Oh, I didn't know. I don't know. He's just like a producer.
Yeah, I have, I don't know if he's Joe Rogan's
Seth
brother,
Rogen? Oh, like he's in a couple movies. He's, yeah.
Should I search up Seth Rogen's IMDb?
No, he's in, a, he's in, oh, search, I know what
he is. Is Seth Rogen related to Joe Rogan?
Brothers. Step Brothers and he's, neighbors.
Yeah.
He is not.
No. That ruined my dreams.
Sorry.
Aww. Well, all right. I'm back to hating Joe Rogan.
Who else would we like to have join the show?
I would like to take anyone that is of...
Uh-huh. You know what? I'll were you going to go somewhere?
No.
Okay. I could tell you weren't, so I was going to say. Anyways, $1 billion idea right here.
Oh, no.
You take... Sean and Gus make a podcast.
Boom.
Oh my, I would listen to that every day. They just have a conversation.
That's insane.
James Roday, James I am Roday. Once again calling on you.
Dual Hill, James Roday, just do it.
We have called that James Roday.
We are once again calling you to
call into the podcast.
Call into the podcast, man. I will
make your own podcast.
Dude, James Roday, I will give you my personal phone number, and that is high praise.
That is not. Actually, no one has. Did anyone email you? Did anyone email you for the dollar?
No. No.
Are you serious?
Straight up, no. Yeah. A couple episodes when we did the email in for a dollar.
Yes.
Yeah. No. No.
No one. No one. It's a free dollar.
It's a free dollar, and no one wants it.
Yeah. Honestly, if you email thatsthequestion52@gmail.com, and we'll send you a free dollar. Well, it's not that hard.
It's not that hard.
It's not that hard.
Are we sure? Have we checked your email?
Can I tell you a story about this?
I'm gonna check the email right now.
I can check it.
Okay, fine.
Let me tell you a story about this. This is I think it definitely relates. I was playing football my sophomore year at Riverton, and I just, for some reason one practice I just kept dropping every pass. I was playing wide receiver at the time. I go up to the coach. I was like, "Hey, I just am out of it today. Do you have any tips? Like, hey, whatever." He goes, "Honestly, dude, just catch the ball. It's not that hard." He goes, he looks at me, dude. It's seriously not that hard. Just catch the ball. And I've lived by that a lot of times in my life. And I'm like complaining about stuff. It's like, honestly, just do it. It's not hard. Just do the thing, dude. You have a flat tire. You don't know how to fix it. Just fix the tire.
Just do it.
It's not hard. Just do it. Just go do it.
That's actually in a strange way, like on surface level, it's like, that's just a joke. But if you think about it, that's inspiring.
That's kind of good advice. If
you look like Linguini,
just stop.
Look like Linguini.
Actually, no. Just keep looking like Linguini because it's a compliment.
Because it's a compliment. That was very funny. All right. Anyone check? You check the email? Nothing.
Oh, I forgot to check the email.
I checked the email.
Nothing.
Let me read off our last couple emails.
Okay.
One of them was from YouTube about
YouTube gets a free dog. Oh, YouTube.
Also, Team Anchor.
Team Anchor. Podcast. Well done, podcast. Anchor. $1.
Good for them. And also. YouTube again.
$2.
And then TikTok.
Okay, I'm not giving them $1. We'll give another $1 to YouTube. YouTube, $3.
Oh wait, do we count promotions? Because
we got a promotion.
PayPal sent me an email telling me to claim my $5, which I didn't know was a thing.
Free $5?
Yeah, free $5 from PayPal.
Yay! And we'll use that money to pay off YouTube and Anchor.
Thank you, PayPal. Thank
you, PayPal. Very cool, PayPal. Very cool. Very cool. What time is it?
Time of our lives. It's our vacation.
Can we talk about something real quick?
No.
This is something that I
like. Okay, yeah.
This happens every time.
You have got to stop doing that.
Maybe
just stop asking rhetorical questions. I don't know.
This happened to me this week, okay?
Underrated joke. Okay, go for it, Andrew.
Anyways. I'm sitting at home. Doing nothing, super bored, and I'm surfing the YouTube, you know what I mean?
We've all been there.
And this one video pops up, and it's called The Theory of Everything, and it is 4 hours long.
I do believe that is a movie.
It is a movie. Have you seen it?
No.
It's a movie.
Is it good?
Is it by yesterday?
Well, I watched the first couple hours.
Is Ed Sheeran in it?
Ed Sheeran is not in it.
Liam Neeson in it?
Liam Neeson,
the guy who plays Qui-Gon Jinn.
Qui-Gon Jinn.
I thought it was Nielsen.
No, okay, whatever. Very much so Neeson. I thought it was
Liam. But you know who I'm talking about.
It is not Nielsen. I don't know.
Is he in there? Is he in it?
He is not in it.
Okay, fine. Is Kevin Bacon in it?
Kevin Bacon is not in
it. Okay, then I don't know how this can be.
Last ditch effort.
Okay, fine. This could save.
Is Lin-Manuel Miranda? Is he in it?
No, but
okay. Is Linguini in it?
No.
Then how can this be the theory of everything? Fine. Okay.
I know for a fact. If Tom Hanks isn't in this, it's not real.
It's not real.
It's not real.
Tom Hanks is... not in it.
No, oh, my God. Okay. One more. Is... Are you ready for this one?
Yeah. Are you ready for this one?
Are you ready for this one?
I am.
I forgot because I kept hyping it up so much.
Yeah.
So,
how could we forget? And this is the one to go out on. Is James Rodin in it?
No.
You blew it.
I don't understand how this can be the theory of everything.
Anyway, sorry. What were you saying?
What were you saying? Keep going.
That was it.
You were watching
a four-hour video on the theory of everything. It was literally, the entire thing was like, it was literally The Matrix.
We live in a matrix. I honestly, yeah, I subscribe to that sort of knowledge.
That we live in some sort of,
I don't know. I have a question if we have time. If time permits.
We do have time.
All right. A big debate lately is if Helen Keller is real.
Okay.
It is a big debate.
That's not.
Why?
Because this woman supposedly has written 17 books.
Yes, she cannot read.
As a blind and deaf lady.
Oh, you mean like is she faking it? Not is the human being Helen Keller real?
No, is the human being Helen Keller real?
Okay, but is she faking it is a better debate.
How could she just not be real if she's...
Is she faking?
First of all, people have seen her.
I think this is a horrible road to say Helen Keller is faking her blind.
Yeah, that's a horrible thing to say. What if she was faking
being blind and deaf?
A horrible thing to say.
Yeah, what if
I'm saying there is no way that woman just went off with a pen without seeing what she was doing.
She probably dictated it.
You could write with your eyes closed, right?
No, okay. You're all insensitive idiots. First of all, there are ways to get around being blind, and what else is she? Deaf?
Deaf. But that's like, how long ago is she alive? 150 years?
Okay. I feel like not that long
I'm
ago.
I'm pretty sure she's still alive.
No.
Helen Keller is not alive.
Helen Keller is not alive.
Let me find out when Helen Keller
is
alive.
Wait, hold on. Was Oprah Winfrey in the Theory of Everything video?
Still talking about this?
Well, I'm just wondering.
There is one person that's famous that isn't it?
Who is it?
Guess. You have to guess him.
Adam Sandler?
Nope.
Well, how, he's in everything. How is he not in the Theory of Everything? How is Adam Sandler not in the Theory of Everything?
Adam Sandler is in every movie from 2000 to 2010.
Yeah, and
that's why no movies from that era are good.
That's what I'm talking about. I don't know how he can be in all those movies and not be in the Theory of Everything.
He's not a good actor. I stand by that.
Adam Sandler's a great actor.
No, he's uncomfortable. It's impossible. Ben Stiller's a good actor.
It's impossible. Big Adam would never do a thing like that.
Big A would never consider that.
Helen Keller lived a magnificent life.
She did.
From
She's an amazing woman.
She lived 87 years from 1880 to 1968.
Okay, you were right. It was closer to 100 years. It was a lot less than 100 years, but
it was roughly 150 years ago.
Wow.
I think it was 171 years ago.
It was, but that's when she was born.
Mm. 171 years
1880?
Ago.
1880?
Yeah. Well, 1968 is the year we're really tracking here. That's the year we really got to set our eyes on. Anyways, we hear that question. We're very pro
Helen Keller. Honestly, hey, we have the same opinions as everybody has.
Yeah, honestly, even on like a political issue, we have everyone's opinion.
We have your opinion because that's how it works.
That's just how we are.
If you disagree with us, we have your opinion. Andrew, if you disagree with me, I have your same opinion, so you can't.
Wait, I'm confused.
Doesn't matter.
We have your opinion.
I agree.
Say a thing, Curtis. Say a thing.
I think that the last couple Star Wars movies aren't very good.
Huh. I disagree.
That's not possible. He doesn't disagree.
Okay, you're right. I definitely agree.
Yeah, huh.
I agree. Now, if someone say the exact opposite thing, I'll still agree.
I think the last couple Star Wars movies are really good.
I'm like the spring. I'm like the weather in Utah in the spring. I just put my finger in the air, whatever the way the wind blows, is my opinion.
I'm like one of those inflatable boys that you punch and it just bounces right back up, baby.
Boom.
I go in any direction.
Hallelujah. Amen. I got to go to the bathroom. What do you say we wrap up this podcast?
Holy cow, let's just wrap it up. That's the question. We haven't answered any questions, but what's it to you?
But we've talked about it. It doesn't have to be answering questions. Anyways, I like to do this at the end of the episode. What have we learned, Curtis? Top three things we've learned.
We've learned a couple things. We've learned Andrew looks a lot like Linguini. Andrew's nickname is the Angel from Down Under. You have to say Down Under like that.
Down Under.
Down Under. And crikey. And we've also learned what?
That a lot of TV shows are underrated.
Okay. Yeah. Preach.
And
don't have any Miranda.
Political opinions. And Helen Keller was a real person who lived an amazing life. No. Hallelujah. Amen. We'll see you next week.
Hallelujah.